instruments. As many have been sleeping, Lord, spiritually speaking, we ask, gracious Lord, that you continue to water this in our hearts, Lord, to produce the right response to your word, Lord Jesus, that we might wake up from our slumber, that we might surrender ourselves to this holy oracle of yours, and table ourselves before you, set under the S-O-N of God today to be ripe, that all greenness might be taken out of our lives. Lord, we pray for this grace. Father, Lord, thank you for the healings. Thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the cleansing and the purging by the washing of the water by the word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking the saints to your ground. Great things that you have accomplished, that it will only take not eternity to know what you have done, because your people cannot gather together in your name. And as you have promised that you will be there without you vindicating your presence, without you vindicating your promise, without you doing that which you have promised in your word. Father, it gives us gladness of heart that we have spoken thereafter to the living God who made the promise. Lord, we are also thankful for the prayer of break. Lord, we are back in your presence this evening. The little time that is available, we still want to look at your word, to pray, Holy Spirit, the giver of the word, the revealer of the word, the quickener of the saint. You come and minister to every one of us again. You give us your blessing. You take preeminence and total control of every heart. Lord Jesus, that the very reason why you revealed it to your servant in this way and he came forth to come and declare it unto us in fulfillment of Revelation chapter 10 verse 7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. And we are grateful, Lord, not as an intellectual exercise, but Lord, this is what has been revealed unto God that belongs to us and our children. Gracious Lord, we believe you, Lord, that your word that has been revealed to us, they mean a lot to our translation. We pray, gracious Lord, that your spirit, with a great teacher, will come down to teach us. Lord, draw us closer once again. Send down your spirit upon your people for baptism. Send faith in the heart of your people, Lord, to receive their healing, quickening of the body. Lord, whatever we desire before you, we present before you this moment again. Lord, once again, that you grant our desires, so that at the end of the day, all glory and honor will be yours, and the blessings be ours, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. So let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 21. Within this time that is available to us, let's open our Bible and read. I'm going to read from verse 1. As we did in the morning, when I get to verse 15, you can see that. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I saw, and I just saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for this words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, shall be my son. For the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and the murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which is burned with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And they carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and the light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, now the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, and on the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, and on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lord of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof. You can pray the city. And the city lie 4 square. And the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper. The city was pure gold, like unto clear crystal. and the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprasus, the 11th jacinth, the 12th and amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pair. Every several gate was of one pair. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb had the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. Praise be to God. God bless you. As we move forward, before we go ahead, I want to make some clarification so that we don't get things confused. Praise be to God. From what we've read here, the city itself is different from the wall. The walls are like the fence surrounding, like you build your house, you have a fence around it. Are we following? Yeah. It is the walls that have the gates, the 12 gates. And it's the wall that have the 12 foundations. All right. Let's read here. I want to read paragraph 395. Let me read from paragraph 394 to 395. And in the gates, they had four gates set just exactly like the temple in the wilderness, like the tent was in the wilderness. Notice each one had the apostles, three on each side, 12 apostles each, and it was 144 cubits high. That's the wall. The wall is not the same thing as the height of the city. Are you with me? The wall like this, within which the city is there, first floor. That's what it says. Three gates here. It is this wall that have 12 foundations, not this. The reason of this clarification is that so that you will understand that this four square city itself has a different dimension from the wall. The wall is 144 cubits high. Whereas the height, the length, and the breadth of the city itself is 1,500 miles. Are you with me? All right. Just like the fence like this. The fence like that. It's another word for it is fence. That we call it walls. So the prophet said, and the city had a wall around it. The city had a wall around it. That's paragraph 2, 370. That's it. and the breadth and the height are the same, that will make it 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles that way, 1,500 miles, the length by the breadth by the height, 1,500 miles. Think of a transparent wall, and the city had a wall around it. And the city had a wall around it. Praise be to God. So paragraph, go back to paragraph 394. The gates, notice, okay, we are here. Yeah, and it was 144 cubits high, that's the wall. 144 cubits is exactly 216 feet, making each one of those big stones almost 20 feet tall. The breastplate in that gate, making up that wall that was around the wall. Are you not looking up? That was around the city. Praise be to God. Are we together? Okay, I want to repeat it, and I want a response too. 144 cubits, I'm repeating it. Is exactly 216 feet, making each one of those big stones almost 20 feet tall. The breastplate in that gate, making up that wall that was around the city. The wall that was around the city. All right? Now, the city doesn't rest on the top of the wall, because a city 1,500 miles could not do that. It is the wall here that you enter in, like the gates of the whole Jerusalem. You enter through the wall into that. You get it? All right. And each one of these had 12 foundations. That's the wall. And each one had the emerald and the different stones, which we just read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 19 to 20, describing the different stones for making up of the 12 foundations. Praise be to God. And each one of these had the 12 foundations, and each one had the emerald and different stones, which represented the 12 tribes of Israel. Praise be to God. Now, in the morning, we left off talking about describing this. Well, like I said in the morning, God forgive me, I am not trying to replicate the first prayer city, and I cannot even do it. Well, this is just a model to show an understanding of what the prophet taught, that how that city is going to look. Of course, it's not this small, but I will use how to scale it. How to scale it in a way that it will be sizable for us to carry. Okay, so that's why we have this. The dimension that we are using this is 2 feet for the wall, and for the height we use 2 feet.
2 feet for the like this. And then 2 feet for the height.
How high it is, we use 2 feet here. Then the prophet goes ahead to emphasize what will guide our understanding in knowing the way the city looks like. The height is not altogether straight like that. Because if you go straight like that, you cannot form a pyramid. And the prophet said that it is a pyramid. So the prophet said the city is not a cube. So here we paragraph 371. You have to be fast because they are not all together. It's not straight. I pick them from the summer here and there. Now, okay, let's be from 370. And the breadth and the length of the same, that will make it 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles that way, 1,500 miles. The length, the breadth, and the height, 1,500 miles. Think of a transparent gold, and the city had a wall around it. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean by being equal. He said, and the walls and the foundations were equal. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a cube or square. It's not talking about the foundation of the house. There is another geographical measure that the dimensions are the same, that is a pyramid, four square, light, four square, and the walls were the same. Notice, but this geographical measure, I'm reading paragraph 379. So we have to be very fast. Now, this geographical measure now that we have, who dimensions are the same, doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a cube. Notice, this would answer the Enoch sign in Egypt, which was a pyramid. 383. If the walls were straight up and down, the city could only be seen from the inside. That is the throne, rather. The prophet wanted to say the throne, because the throne is going to be on top of it. If the city was a cube, like we drew the other time, we drew a cube, I mean. He said we drew a cube. It is this way. It is this way. A cube. And the throne is going to be at the center, on top. It can only be seen by the people inside here. It can't be seen by people outside of it.
Are we together? Okay, you are there.
If the walls were straight up and down, the city could only be... The wall the prophet is talking about that is not the wall of the fence. It's talking about the height. So I don't want you to get it confused. It's not talking about the wall of the fence. It's talking about height. The height of the building, the height of the city. That's what it's talking about. So he said if it is straight up like that, then the throne... So is that the city can only be seen from the inside. The throne can only be seen from the inside.
If it were to be a square,
it's only those inhabitants of the city that will see the light. What we are saying now is that, assuming that we don't have this one, we have this ceiling. If the roof is C-flat, and we have it in form of a square, and there's a light in the center, right? It can only be seen by all of us here. People outside, because this wall that is raised here, this wall that is laid there, we obscure it. So it's not going to be seen by people outside of the city. So it has to be that the height will slant, will lean in a certain way. Okay? So paragraph 411. Abraham illustrates on the board. There is the great sea. Here it is, the city. It is just as, it is not just a flat cube like this, see, but it leans up so it can be seen. And upon this holy mountain of the Lord shall descend upon top of the mountain. Here it is. That is the reason the captain wasn't put on the hill. We are coming to that. Well, we're going to talk about other things. So it tells you, see, that's the reason the captain has not come now. And the mountain will be pushed up. And it will be on Mount. Okay? We are talking about the cube. All right. Paragraph 449. It is... Now, have you got it, the city? See, it is a holy mountain. Abraham illustrates at the blackboard. You see, constant illustration on the board to get the people to understand what he was talking about. Nothing shall hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, said the Lord. The city is not a group. It is a mountain. The width by the breadth by the height are equal. See, 1,500 miles this way, 1,500 miles that way, 1,500 miles all the way around, 1,500 miles high. So it's just a great mountain like the pyramid, and the city is on the top of the mountain. Glory.
We are coming to that also. Praise be to God. There you are. There in the paradise of God, the light of the world, the perfect kingdom. The prophet said the city is a pyramid with the square base. Paragraph 371. Now, notice, that doesn't necessarily mean by being equal. And the walls and the foundations were equal. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a cube or square. There's another geographical measure that the dimensions are the same. That is a pyramid. Four square. Light four square. And the walls are the same. You might feel that I'm repeating what I read there. There's a reason for it. Let me draw it. See? Length, breadth, height. We are going to get into something as sure as the walls. See? Notice the dimension of this angle is exactly the same. The prophet starts mentioning angle. Start mentioning angle. You see? Mm-hmm. The dimension of this angle is exactly the same. All of them, length by height. There is another measure, the pyramid that proves it. You see? 373. This being this way, we answer exactly inside in Egypt, the pyramid. Will it Enoch before the antediluvian destruction when justification was coming? He brought forth a sign, and in this pyramid is steps, seven steps going to the king's chamber. In that pyramid, watch on the seventh step. If you ever study the dimension of the pyramid, what comes up to take the oncomer to introduce to the king? Watch those stations that is standing there, and you will see the day you are living here in the pyramid. We are at the last stage. Now, God made three Bibles. Now there is a pyramid teaching that is nonsense, but there is a genuine pyramid. See, notice now, God first made Bible, He made three. There have to be everything in three. Jesus comes in three. Comes once to redeem his bride, next time to get his bride, next time with his bride. See? Now, the height lay at an angle of 60 degrees. The prophet told us that the angle of the height, because it's not going straight, it tilts like this at an angle of 60 degrees. Let's come to paragraph 240. Now, it's not under the hello. Not the future jump. Go to question and answer 640823. Question and answer on the future jump. And you remember also that the prophet speaks about further preaching on it. When we started in the morning, he said he's going to further preach on it. He's going to say a few things about it now. When we read about it, here is a deep revelation. Yes. Paragraph 242. 6408 23E. That's the one in the month. Alright? And the city will start probably about a 60 degree. And if it starts 1500 miles of that, just think how high that will be, but how long it will take to be there. You will hardly know you are walking up the hill. That's why you are referring to. Yes. For 1500 miles, high at 60 degrees. Here we come. 1500 miles high at 60 degrees. And the prophet says, a pyramid. And that tells you our people, you can come over. What I try to do, this is not a perfect, this is a woman work, we have a lot of mail. I gave it, after taking my measurement and everything, I went to a carpenter, and I gave him what I wanted, and I monitor the way he cuts, the angle, I gave him the angle, I calculated the angle for him, and I was sure that when he was nailing them, I followed the angle. Now, I don't know how you are going to, bro, Majazan is a mathematician, so that's why I decided to call him. He's also a scientist. The principal. Baba Ben is a technical person. He's in construction. So the three of them know about measurements. So that's why I choose to call them. So now this is, I didn't like this. This is the skeleton. Now, if you want to measure, it's going to be into him. more. It will be 2 feet. This is length, this is breadth. And then you measure the height. There will be 2 feet each. I want you to confirm that. Where are they taped?
No, tape.
And then you will use this to calculate the angle. It is angle of 60 degrees for the height. That's 12 feet. That's 2 feet. That's 2 feet. That's 2 feet.
Yeah.
So the height, the length, the breadth, and the height, they are equal. Yes. So now calculate the, now how it comes to be like this. How it comes to be like this, how it comes to be like this, how it comes to be like this, is by using 60 degrees that the prophet talks about.
This angle, this is
just remove one. Remove this so that you can measure. I nailed it.
You can leave it like that. You will measure it.
Yes.
Place the line on the line. No, here. Yes. And then you follow here. This is where you follow. 60
degrees. 60 degrees. All right. That's the same thing here.
Satisfied with that.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Baba baby, please come back. Okay.
Eba me shele ibada ko kosho.
Now this is not academic exercise.
This is not an academic exercise. If you have that at the back of your mind, knock it off.
If you have that at the back of your mind, then you are saying that the measurement that the problem brought is academic exercise. That's what you're saying. We have different gates, and we have different way of presenting information to the people. If the prophet in his time could do it, he could come to this level. Do you understand? If he kept constantly going to the board to illustrate, to give the people an understanding of what God has revealed to him. Now, what we have just talked about, you cannot find that 60 degrees written in Revelation chapter 21. Did you find 60 degrees written there? But that is why he told us this is a deep, here is the deep revelation. Now, some people feel that it's from the center here that the height you are talking about. No. It's not talking about single because it is four square. There are four heights. It can't be one single central height. And if you measure these heights, it will not be up to 12 feet. I mean 2 feet. It's less. Because I've taken the tape to measure it, got into this level. It's less than 2 feet from the center. Of course, because this is, it would have been equal if they were all standing straight. The center would have only been 2 feet. But because they are teaching there, their height has reduced. The center height has reduced by that. But they still maintain their height. They are teaching inward by 60 degrees, angle 60 degrees, angle 60 degrees. To give a pyramid with a square base. It is on top of this that the Lord, the throne, will sit to make it a whole pyramid. Now, this that you are looking at does not include the throne. It's just the city on its own. Because the dimension talks about 1,500. It's not talking about the church. Now, you look at that. You could look at the pyramid of the statue of the Pavilion. Of course, we know that one is speaking of the seven church ages. But this is the habitation of all the saints of all ages. In eternity. Now, what is drawn here that you see, this that you see here, is 1,500 miles on the earth. This side is transparent gold. 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 The street that God put inside is of pure gold. And as the prophet told us that here, according to John chapter 14, in my Father's kingdom, there are many mansions. That what you see here, let me just give you a better description of the way the city is. Now look at the whole entire Olugbenro. Let's look at it from LA, down to Ijaw. Okay? Look at buildings. There will be buildings inside of this, of different designs. You will be duplex, you will be bungalow, you will have all sides of different buildings to the taste of each elect. The prophet, we read in the prophet in the morning, where he was saying that a man that is able, a man that is able is a man that has all the resources to himself. That he is planning his future work with his wife. He can build the house to the touch of the wife. And the prophet told us that God knows you in the sermon, future things that are to be. The prophet said, God knows you. If you are disposed with finances enough, and you are given a portion of land, or you are asked to look at the entire place of the earth, and you have all the resources, you will choose the place that will satisfy you most. And you will put a building, a structure that you like most. The way you will like it, that when you enter, you don't say, oh, I would have wished the window was there. I would have wished the door was there. I would have loved to have a step up into my house. Or I would have loved to have a step down to my house. The prophet said, if you have that nature, that is how you are going to meet your vision when you get to that place. What we have here, multiply it. The scale, which we only scale it to 20, to 2 feet. So if we can multiply it now to that, and as it is like this, if I give it to an architect to give me a model of different cities in the world, you give me small buildings of different types that you can see inside. And remember, there will be upstairs. Some will stay in the upstairs, some will stay at the lower. Different designs of Jehovah. That God has designed. Just like I was saying from where I led to this place. But the difference is that it is not the sun that will be serving this, it is the light. The Almighty God and the light will be the light of the city. It's not going to be served by the sun, light of the moon or the light of the sun. There will not be any darkness in this place. No night there. We are talking about that city. Praise be to God. Right. And the city will start probably about a 60 degree, and it is that, see, there is no architect on earth. Like I have been able to use this, look at the top, to hold them together. Of course they will stand because of the way they were nailed at 60 degrees, but they won't be strong. But I decided to design this on top of it to hold the four heights together to make it strong like this. There is no architect that can build it. No architect. There is no amount of iron they will use 1,500 miles high at an angle of 60 degrees. At an angle of 60 degrees after the foundation. Then to now build. Do you know that if you take the protractor you measure here, it's 60 degrees? Hello? It's 60, the way it's sitting is 60 degrees. This is sitting at 60 degrees. This is sitting at 60, all of them sitting at 60 degrees. So when you build your house and you lay your blocks, and your block will have to sit like this, or you want to cast, you use iron. Or you want to use iron and use it here and use it and weave the two of them together. That heart will make it to collapse. wonder the promise says the divine architect. The divine architect is the only one that can do that. And then you want to ask and say, oh, where is this one going to stay on the face of the earth? The prophet said, the seas will have dried. And then there is no more sea. So when there is no more sea, and this building coming is not just coming to stay upon the bare ground. It's not going to stay upon the bare ground. There will be a volcanic eruption. There will be a volcanic eruption at the point where Abraham and Melchizedek met. So that a mountain will shoot out. A mountain will shoot out from the ground through volcanic eruption. And when a volcanic eruption, and when that mountain shoots out, it is on top of that mountain that the first class is coming to stay. And that's the headquarters of the earth. We are the king and his redeemed. Redeemer, before I use the word, the redeemer and the redeemed will live eternally. No, what I said, there's no more pain there. But let's not forget that in two places, he made mention of those that will be excluded from entering to that city. In verse 8 and verse 27. Let us look at that briefly. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and womangers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then verse 27 says, and there shall be no wise, and there shall in no wise enter into it any abomination. In the morning, Prophet was speaking about, was talking about the flashing red light sign of his coming. Talking about the beauty, wholesale beauty of women at this end time. And chastity is one of the things they wear. They say it makes them look cute, made them look smart rather. They said that you look smart indeed, smart for Satan. And the Bible says, whosoever wears the woman that wears the garment that pertains to man is an abomination. Abominable. And the Bible says here that, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination. So, trousers wearers are men who wear women's clothing. They are out of this. Those who defile themselves, they are out of it, or they make a lie. Liars. We see the truth, we not speak the truth. Corrupt. Liars will not have their part there. And now, that is unbelief. Verse 8 says, unbelieving. That one captures everything. The prophet said, what is sin? Is that drinking, smoking, lying, committing adultery, cheating, stealing, covetousness, backbiting, gossiping, slandering, what more? Somebody is engaging in them because he or she does not believe. The Lord said those things are not sin, they are the attributes of unbelief that is the heart of that person. So if somebody is doing those things, it shows that he has not believed. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not residing in the soul of that person. It is possible for somebody that is justified to be in this state. We have gone through these three stages. You remember the prophet told us that this four square city that we have, this is what is called the four square city. Four square. That's it. This is what the Bible refers to as the place that the bride and the groom will live in together. So all the abominable, all the liars, all unbelieving, all people that don't believe will not have their access, they won't have access there. The lake of fire is the portion of such people. So this is not designed for sinners. This is designed for people that God has worked upon, like he worked upon this same half. He worked upon this earth through justification, through sanctification, and through Holy Ghost baptism. That is what this earth is waiting for. The present stage of this earth now is sanctification. The next stage of it is fire baptism. The prophet said, not literal fire only, but only fire of God that will consume the evils, evil spirit that will destroy them. Now, to the vanishing point where their remains will no longer exist. When you burn your firewood, you will still see ashes. If it's well burnt, the next thing you will see ashes, isn't it? It shows that something existed, but you no longer can identify it. But it's only you can see the remains of it. But these people, when God will finish them, they will burn in the lake of fire until vanishing point. You will not see a trace that they ever, you will see their remains. In fact, I was using an example of our premises where my wife burned something in the premises. I said, you see that place that you burned? Even when you pack all the rubbish, the sign that you burned something there was there. You will not see it. In the case of this place, they will be completely exterminated. They will no longer be remembered. Though they exist there here on the earth, because they will not follow the instructions of Jehovah. Every time there is an instruction to escape, there is an instruction to be blessed. And there is also disobedience. When we disobey the instruction, the opposite comes. Praise be to God. Alright, let me read this. We are still on the topic. We are just on this aspect of this. So by the grace of God, when we have next opportunity, we continue. Because there are so many other things that the prophets still speak of. Praise be to God. But this is just the first crisis where God has gone to, is prepared. The prophet said this city is under construction. Jesus Christ is working on it. He's working on it now. He's busy working on it. Ah, you said, but we see Jesus Christ on the 2,000 for all. Remember, it's God. God is answering your prayer at the same time. He's hearing your prayer at the same time. He's hearing my prayer. Does he make him more than one? No. You have to understand when we talk about the God that we're talking about. This God we're talking about is God, the Almighty. He's on the throne that's sitting for us. And you say that he's busy working on this four square city. Yes. He's a God that can carry out multitasks. If you can design AI, artificial intelligence that can do multitask, where does the intelligence come from? Is it not from man? The intelligence for multitask that was coded into the AI come from man. The idea comes from man. Are you getting me now? And the man is the creature of God. Isn't it? And so if that idea comes from man, will God not be able to carry out multitask at the same time? You understand what I mean by multitask? Several operations. One is doing this, here is doing this, one is doing this, is doing this, and is doing it in all other places all over the world. Where people exist, he's proving himself that he's the creator of heaven and earth.
Hallelujah.
You will hardly know you are walking up the hill. For 1,500 miles high at a 60 degree, you are just about like this, see? And the city is all on the hill, on this hill, and it's just as high as it's long. It's just as long as it is wide. The height by the breadth, by the by the depth, by the breadth is equal. All the walls are equal. A pyramid has four walls, and these four walls. See? Now the walls around the city will be 216 feet tall, 114 cubits, 44 cubits. Each one of them is a stone. Just think of that city, friends. Oh my, what do we see here in this hot place? What do we set here in this hot place? What do we do these things? Why do we drive like that? Why do we toil? Is worth every inch of the way. Oh, the toils of the road, we see nothing. When we get to the end of the way. That is right. And oh, what a time it will be. And there Jesus will sit on the throne. And out from under the throne will flow the river of life, trickling down these four walls into little chasms and into little branches, and come form up a river and down through the city. It will go right down through the streets like that, and on each side stands the trees of life that will bear or change their fruit every 30 days. Oh, what a city! If you ever get to a beautiful city, a place that is well planned, especially if you go to Lagos, is it Lekki or what do you call it? This modern place is there. And you see good design. Where is the Ikoyi? That's from Ikoyi. When you get to area in Ikoyi, you think you are in the outside Nigeria. Go to Abuja. I've not been to Abuja because I have not got anything to do there. So, I've been there, once, but I didn't go into the city. From the airport to the, from the airport to the suburb where I went to Mina. So that's much of that, but beautiful place that I was. You will not think you are in Nigeria. And now, those are the signs that you might be beautiful. When you are in a beautiful place, you don't like to leave the place. You see beautiful buildings, beautiful streets. Yet the streets are made of tiles, asphalt, bitumen, combined together. You see fine buildings and the rest of it. See, the thought, we can never think about what is in this muscular city. You can, your mind can never fathom it until we get there. You can't think of it so much, but sufficient to believe what we have been told by the prophet, that it is the divine architect who knows us. We are he himself will dwell with us. So he's working on the place, as he's working on that place. And that's why the prophet told us that the prosperous city is a prepared place for a prepared people. So as he's preparing that place, he's preparing the dwellers by the message of the hour. Let us heed the message. Let us take the instructions, because that is the only thing that will make us to be ready to be in the shape. To be part of the inhabitants of this place. Remember, it is only the bride that will have the privilege of living in the first square city. Praise be to God. May the Lord be our help. So for today, let us bow down our heads. While we are praying, let us give us all that city on Mount Zion. Brethren, let it not be that this is our hearing of the four square city, let it not be limited to this place, to this house. Let us do all that is expected of us by the world that has been revealed to us today. Let us do everything provided by the world. What more can we not give up? You don't have any contribution to this first class meeting. It is God that is designing it. He has enough resources. I want to be there. And I'm trusting His grace. And I believe you want to be there too. What the city of Mosiah. Ask God for grace to walk in line of the world. The grace to walk in line. To walk in line. This city we are talking about is not Abuja. Human beings built Abuja, it will be destroyed one of these days. This is an eternal beauty of God Almighty. There's not going to be fighting there. There's not going to be quarreling there. Husband and wife that quarrel, that fight. That are cats and dogs at home. You have to know it very well. That this city we are talking about is not an habitation of such. I will not miss it. You will not miss it. Let us be sincere with ourselves. Let's pray for revelation to be able to walk with God. To be able to walk with God. In the light of His word. Revelation to be able to walk with Him in the light of His word. The prophet said he is a lover of that kingdom too. And so I am a lover of it. I know you are also a lover of that kingdom. It's a glorious place to be. One of these days, this that we are talking about will translate to reality. And we shall see ourselves in that kingdom. Let us endure the thoughts. Let us suffer the pains that this present time places on us. Whether we have to eat, whether we have to drink, whether we have to wear or not, let us not compromise. Because if it's only on this earth we have hope in Christ, then we are of all men ministry. Let us keep our whole focus on this city. Just like the Bible says, for the hope that was set before Christ, he endured the cross. For the hope that was set before him. The prophet said, which hope? Because he was going to save us. He's going to have us as a subject. He's redeemed. He was going to grieve. We are going to crown him. He will redeem us from the hand of the enemy. And he saw the glory. He went to the cross for us. Let this be. Let this be the hope. A living hope. That will be an attraction to our soul, to that kingdom. Lord, I don't want to miss this city. Whatever I have to go through. Lord, I don't want to leave this city. That should be our desire. The prophet did not teach it as an intellectual exercise. It's a teaching to steer our hearts to wake us up, to let us realize what God has in preparation for them that love Him, His own chosen, His own elect. This city is real. It's not a fiction. It's not a storybook. It's not a comprehensive study that you have to read from a textbook. It is from the Word of God, God's promises. And God is coming to set His throne upon the city, and we will forever live with it. Says, if we are faithful, we shall go there by and by. Faithful. It is the faithful that will go there. The faithful, those that are faithful to the Word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. They are the ones that will make it. While we are praying, whatever desire you have in your heart, let it be known. Why I hand over.
Gracious Father, we thank you very much for this privilege again to sit and listen to your word. Dear Father, just as it has been said repeatedly, there is none of these things that come by academic exercise, because you told your prophet to store them there and it takes that the bride will have need of it. If it is not necessary or needed, it will not have been stored. It has been stored because it's part of what we have an intention, Lord, to store the information for us there. And Lord, we are, some of us have heard it before, have read it before, and we'll continue to hear it until we go in the rapture. We thank you for the portion we have had thus far this evening also. Dear God, we know, Lord, there will be people somewhere, someplace, that will hear it and they will not enter there. It's not given to man to be able to decide on his own, because there are conditions that you have set in your world for each person to enter there. But Jesus, sometimes some of us here, we have need, we have problem, and we keep it to ourselves. And we know that if those situations persist, we will not enter into this city. I just pray, Lord, that you be gracious unto every one of us, to know that we don't come to church for anybody's sake. We come as individuals to check up with us for salvation. And when we are before your mirror, knowing that you are the only one that can change situations, that can do things in our life, you are the only one that can give us the qualification, what we had in us, to be a candidate of that place. Help us not to play with these things. And some of us are believing that by and by that they will get there. Lord, from your word, every instruction is to be carried out immediately. When your word tells us our condition, your expectation is that immediately we take the next step, as the word has made it plain unto us. Help us not to be dull of hearing. Help us open our understanding and give us revelation. Lord, you have so many examples in the scripture. The eunuch on the Ethiopian eunuch was reading the scroll, reading the scripture. And one of your servants that you have positioned, just ask him, do you understand what thou readest? He said, how can I? He said, somebody will guide me. And when they enter into the chariot with him and explain the scriptures to him and talk about what he has need of to enter into this city that require repentance, it require water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and they go to water without perhaps a spear garment, he said, what hinder me from being baptized? Immediately was convinced, then he was concerned. May you help us, Heavenly Father. That our coming to church will not be for any purpose, but for the purpose of getting ourselves ready for that city. Have your way. May these things go with every one of us in our hearts. May we meditate about it. May we pray about it. May we yield ourselves unto you, O Father. Hallowed be your name, Father. As many as are Christians by your Spirit already, take each one of us to higher heights. Your servant you have used this afternoon so evil, virtue no doubt has left him. We pray you replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servant. We will ask for your blessing for your children today, Lord, that you have used in one way or the other to let your blessings come upon us today. May you bless everyone, dear Father. The hands of your children that are lifted up and those at the altar, definitely there is some request behind them. Lord, it's not for sure mercy. May you meet each one at the point of their needs. Give us testimonies, dear Father. Thank you, dear Master. We thank you for everything you have done for us today. As we go, may the Holy Spirit, may the pillar of fire accompany us, O Lord, and water the blessings in our heart. Thank you, Eternal Father. Those, O God, that are still staggering on this way, this week that we have just entered, make it difficult for them to do evil. Help them to think right, Lord. Help them to start behaving right. Thank you, Eternal Father. May your grace abide with every one of us. Blessed be your wonderful name. As we bring this service to a close, we'll be going back to our homes. May your presence take us home safely and give us a wonderful week. Bless the students. Bless the workers. Bless the business people. Make the sick and the afflicted whole. Strengthen the weak, O God. Provide for the needy, dear Father. The jobless make the way for them, Lord. Whatsoever be the needs of your people, may your grace supply, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. And the service this week, Wednesday, and the weekend, may your blessings be upon it. We are grateful unto you. Take the glory and the honor. For in Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. This note says, it's from Sister Mark Bradley. It says, Sister Bradley, they send greetings to the church through telephone conversation. God bless you. The service ended and got to go back to our homes. While we go back, let us think of all that we have had today, meditate on them. I mean, we not be a forgetful hearer. May we be doer of God's word. Shall we rise? Hymn number 149. 149 of this says, no disappointment in heaven. 149. There is no disappointment in heaven.